Welcome to Questions About Heaven, a podcast about giving Bible answers to our questions about the afterlife with God. Each week, we seek to answer real-life questions with biblical answers about the life beyond this world. Now, here's your host, Brad Zockel.
Wonderful morning to you. It is morning. The sun is just coming up over the hills here in upcountry South Carolina, peeking through the trees, and we're getting the leaves all back again. We had a pretty barren place about a month and a half ago here, didn't we? In the forestry, and all the leaves are coming back, and everybody seems to be in a chipper mood here. A very, very beautiful morning to you. Wherever you are, I want to thank you so much for joining me here on the Questions About Heaven. Boy, it has been an adventurous time as I've been able to minister to you on the different live streams to the friends across the globe. Indeed, we have international friends that will check in. I can't even believe our friends in Australia. They'll be checking in near midnight to listen in, and that's a great blessing. I just thank you so much for all of your faithfulness, and to my friends in the United States here, thank you so much for taking time and listening. And so I bear the best I can in studies to give you as strong a scriptural basis for looking at all these different things when we talk about this wonderful, wonderful subject of heaven, the God of heaven. Boy, it is just amazing. I just can't even begin to share with you the many blessings. And I shared some over on another media platform. If I had time, I would read some of the letters that have been coming in. And I don't think I'll do it today. I'll try to tomorrow give you a little bit of the letters that have been coming in as we get going. But for the sake of time, we are talking about angels, and this is part two of our series about angels. When we talk about our Lord, we see God the Father, Yahweh, so very, very set above, high, sovereign, and holy. Psalm 60, verse 6, God speaks in His holiness. Psalm 47 and verse 8, God sits upon the throne of His holiness. Psalm 111 and verse 9, holy is His name. And then we're called as believers, 1 Peter 1:16, you are to be holy, for I am holy. And He is indeed, Exodus chapter 15 and verse 11, majestic in holiness. And in all of this, and we're called to recognize Him in His holiness and see Him as one that is so far and above. But He asks us to be like Him, to follow Him. And then, as well, He has messengers. He has assistants. He has those that have such a wonderful, wonderful ministry between heaven and earth, if you could say it that way, called angels. The word literally means messenger. We're going to talk about them today in this second part of our study. Thank you for praying. This has really been a challenge to our ministry. This has been a month in which it has been very, very tight. I'm happy to say, in the years since we started this ministry, from our baby ministry in the Zulon Bible Institute and expanding into our Heaven Tour ministry, we've never owed any money. We have never borrowed money. We've never gone into debt. So we go as the Lord provides. And this past month, maybe about the past 6 weeks, has been very, very tight. We had some major work done on the vehicle, and it really extended, squeezed in on our account, and it really came down to, I'm not even going to tell you how close it came down to me almost not having to travel because of the expenses that were incurred. And I'm happy to say things are starting to turn, and I want to thank you for that. Looks like things are coming back around. And I was wondering if I was going to be able to get back on the road for about a couple of days here. But the Lord has opened up the doors. And so I want to thank you so much. Your tax-deductible gifts have helped out so much. Even a small gift, put a couple gallons of gas in the tank, and I'm able to go on. I finished our traveling by plane, and I won't be on a plane until August. Most of it's going to be motoring around. And thank you so much for making that possible. If you are able to give or partner with us just to find out our newsletter, then if you will go to theheaventour.com, see our ministry and see the travels. I'll keep the travel map updated here. And if you'd like to give, as I said, your gift will be tax deductible. We are a 501c3. Thank you. Oh, I don't really like talking about that part of the money, but people will also say, well, we didn't know that you were, it was coming so close financially. Oh, it got a little bit tight there for a while, but we're back and moving, and I want to thank you so much for your faithfulness. As we get going into our study, I just want to give you the itinerary of what's coming up. I'm going to be this weekend going into the Pittsburgh area. South of Pittsburgh is this wonderful church called Grace Harvest Church in Mercer, Pennsylvania. And I'll be there this Sunday morning for a morning service, 10:30, with Pastor Dave Talkington. And I'm looking forward to that. And they're going to have a little celebration after the church service, getting together. Boy, this will be a lot of fun here. And then on May 19th, I will be traveling down with my family. They want to come with me. We're going to be going down to Bradenton, Florida. And the wonderful organizers have arranged for us to have an open community, Heaven is Home, conference morning. We have the pavilion at the Palma Sola Botanical Gardens in Bradenton, Florida, for the morning time. This is in such demand that we need to finish up before 1 o'clock. So we are having a gathering starting at 9:30 Sunday morning in Bradenton, Florida, at the Palma Sola Botanical Garden. And 9:30, and we will be done by 12:30. It'll include a Q&A time. So friends, if you're able to come, then boy, it would be wonderful. When we look at angels, we look at these wonderful, wonderful messengers from the Lord. I want to start you off probably the most dramatic way we can go into time, the second part of our study, is to go right to the scripture. And I'm going to take you to the Old Testament, a visitation by an angel. And this is Daniel, wonderful, wonderful, godly leader. And I'm going to read here in verse 20 of Daniel chapter 9. While I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my plea before the Lord my God for the holy hill of my God, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the first, came to me in swift flight at the time of the evening sacrifice. He made me understand, speaking with me and saying, O Daniel, I have now come out to give you insight and understanding. At the beginning of your pleas for mercy, a word went out, and I have come to tell it to you, for you are greatly loved. Therefore, consider the word and understand the vision. 70 weeks are decreed about your people and your holy city to finish the transgression, to put an end to sin, and to atone for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal both vision and prophet, and to anoint a most holy place. Know therefore and understand that from the going out of the word to restore and build Jerusalem to the coming of an anointed one, a prince, there shall be 7 weeks. Then for 62 weeks it shall be built again with squares and moat, but in a troubled time. And after the 62 weeks, an anointed one shall be cut off and shall have nothing. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Its end shall come with a flood, and to the end there shall be war. Declarations, desolations are decreed. And it continues on in this wonderful, powerful end times prophecy. A visitation from an angel. Now we've seen in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 2 that in the New Testament the call is, be sure that you are hospitable, because you don't know. You may have entertained an angel and been unaware. Visitation from angels to earth. We said this before, angelic visit to Mary in Luke chapter 1, to Zechariah in Luke chapter 1, Joseph's dream we see both in the fleeing to Egypt and then returning. We see that there has been an angelic talk with the people of earth, with the followers of Yahweh. Wonderful truths here. And just as we get started, let me give a couple of notes here. Here's the first thing that I see. When somebody is attuned to looking for the Lord answers in different ways. And in this time, he sent Gabriel down. Point number one, Daniel was speaking in prayer. Gabriel came down. He recognized him. First of all, Daniel was not overtaken by the appearance of Gabriel. He recognized Gabriel. He named Gabriel. There's a familiarity with him, not an intimidation to where he ran away. That's the first thing. Angels can appear in a way that is not intimidating. They may, but in some cases, it's the message that's brought from God, not the profile or the messenger itself. The second thing, quickly, he made me understand, speaking with me. The second thing is, angels are able to communicate on an earthly level so that we may understand. Their words are not so ecclesiastical and mighty that it's gone beyond us, as we see in the scripture. The next thing is, at the beginning of your pleas for mercy, verse 23, word went out, and I've come to tell it to you. In the space of like a paragraph of Daniel praying, Gabriel came from the throne of God to Daniel's side. So there's a space-time continuum that has been absolutely shattered in our understanding. He came down there. Angels can move at a speed we can't even comprehend. Then he is obviously giving prophecy. Angels have the right by God to give something of the future, to be prophecy in their delivery of a message. And there's so many other things that I can share with you. So let's go into some more information about angels. When we look at the wonder of angels, let's go ahead and let's take a look at some different things about them, because there's such a beauty in looking at them that I want to share with you that we don't want to miss here. Angels they're answering to God to go and to reach man, just as we saw here in Daniel chapter 9. We take a look and we are reminded in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 2. If the word spoken by angels was reliable, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? They are coming and bringing the will of God in a message to us as a warning, as a reminder, as instruction. When they're there, we see that they will give instruction that we can rely upon. These are the good angels. Remember that when we talk about these are the good angels when we see that. We talked about the demoniac in Mark 1, 3, and 5. The bad fallen angels is what they are often called, are now demons. But we're going to talk about the good angels right now. They are assisting Christ. Think about this. They're alongside Jesus Christ. We see that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 7. To you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Isn't that interesting? The description of the angels is mighty. They're going to help him. They're going to accompany him here. Most intriguing. Then we see also whenever, we've talked about this so many times. In Luke, do you remember this when we talked in the book of Luke? And chapter 16, verse 22, Jesus is giving the narrative. And it came to pass when the beggar, the believer in Yahweh, his name was Lazarus, remember this? When he died, he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Abraham's bosom is used only one time in the scripture, right here. Abraham sighed, intimating the presence of God at the banquet. We talked about the feasting, Matthew 8 and 11. Here's the point. Carried by angels? So not only are angels alongside Jesus in his victory, they're alongside believers in their ultimate victory, which is victory over death. They continue on. Luke 16 and verse 22. Indeed, as they are there, what they're doing is they're not independent. We talked about this, Jude 9. Michael did not call out his own rebuke against Satan in that battle. He said, the Lord rebuke you. They carry out God's will and give God's message, not their own. Psalm 103, verse 21. Bless the Lord, all the angels, you minister of God's that do his pleasure. What did it say was the definition? The angels are ministers of God that do his will, his pleasure. Always remember that. Lest we start, you see, John started thinking they had more power than God would have. He goes to worship them in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 10, and also Revelation chapter 22 and verse 9. And what is repeated? Don't do that, John. God's the one we worship. God is the one with the power. These angels here, as they are doing God's will, they'll also help us. They can help us in many ways. For one thing, we see that they assisted at the time of the temptation of Christ, you could call it. We look at Matthew chapter 4, and we see that whenever the temptation finished, Satan left Jesus, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. You'll see that in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 11. To what extent, we're not told in the detail, other than the fact they were there to assist the God-man right afterward to help him. And they can also do that for us too. If you go to Acts chapter 8, verse 26, then the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise, go toward the south to the way that goes down from Jerusalem." This is instruction. They are there at times in contact with mankind to instruct believers, so they can do that. Well, there's more that I can say, but due to the shortness of time, I've got to move on, my friends. Thank you for being so understanding here. I've got to get ready to teach the class here that we have on. And in case you didn't know, I teach in the weekday mornings at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TikTok, and then at 9:30 in the morning Eastern Standard Time, I teach on YouTube, daily live streams. In the afternoon, it might waver, it's not a set time, but in the afternoon, I will go on and I will have a short message on live on Instagram, and you can follow me there at Dr. Brad Zockel. And you are more than welcome to follow on YouTube, for example. The title is The Heaven Tour. The Heaven Tour. If you go in YouTube's search engine and then type that on in there, The Heaven Tour, you'll be able to see the one-minute videos that I've had. We have over 1,000 of them now on different subjects of the Bible. And you can also join us on our live stream. Thank you so much, friends. I really appreciate you so very much. My name's Brad Zockel, The Heaven Tour Ministry. You can find out our whereabouts and other questions by going to our website, once again, theheaventour.com. Theheaventour.com. If you'd like to partner with us, receive our newsletter, well, do that. If you're interested in me coming and speaking to your group or your church or your camp or your conference, why, there's the way to go. Go right through the website. Contact me at brad@theheaventour.com. We'll get ourselves together. Thank you, friends. God bless you. And Lord willing, we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Questions About Heaven with Brad Zockel. The Heaven Tour Ministry is traveling across the country and speaking on the Bible truths about our eternal home with God. You can find out more about our ministry by visiting our website at www.theheaventour.com. If you'd like to partner with us, receive our newsletter, or donate to our ministry, please go to our website at theheaventour.com. Look for the Heaven Tour Ministry on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you, and God bless you greatly.